Queen Elizabeth II was a remarkable figure who for over 70 years served our nation tirelessly. She met with every Prime Minister from Winston Churchill to Liz Truss just a couple of days before she died. She hobnobbed with everyone from heads of state to film stars, opened parliaments, had her image on every stamp or banknote in this country. There are 25 awards, 56 places, 85 buildings, 28 hospitals, let alone the bridges, roads, schools and trains that are named after her. Many things have been and will continue to be spoken by great politicians and journalists as her story goes down in the history books. But it's actually the testimony of the everyday people that I find most moving. A BBC reporter was out on the streets of Hull recently, and here are some of the comments that people have made. England won't be the same country without her. She's always been there. She's been positive. She's always picked us up when we're down. And one particular comment stuck with me. She's the only constant, apart from my sisters, in my life. I'm absolutely gutted. Those comments from one man on the streets of Hull. I think many can relate to that comment. She's the only constant. The Queen has kind of always been there, a reassuring presence on the front page of a newspaper, speaking annually to us through her Christmas broadcast, and now she's gone, and it's literally the end of an era. But she would want to point us to the one who can comfort us in this and in any loss, the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the King of Queens, whom she served and who motivated her to run the race of loving and serving others to the end. It is Jesus Christ who is actually that true, constant presence who never leaves us and who can comfort us in our grief with the knowledge that there is life beyond the grave and hope in the darkest of times. Another 90-plus-year-old, Billy Graham, an American preacher who died a few years ago, who in fact the Queen met a couple of occasions, said these words, which equally could have been spoken by the Queen. "Someday you will read or hear that I am dead. Don't you believe a word of it. I shall be more alive than I am now. I will have just changed my address. I will have gone into the presence of God." We thank God for the life of Queen Elizabeth II. Thank you so much for listening.